But is it possible for kids to suffer from some of these same issues?
It is. It's much less likely. Kids, the incidence of sleep apnea can be, I think, 1% to 4%. In adults, estimates can be anywhere from 15% to 30%. But yeah, kids can have apnea. It's much less common, and it's a little tougher to diagnose. Well, not necessarily diagnose, but it's tougher to recognize, because a lot of times the symptoms that kids might display are different than the symptoms that an adult might display. Typically, an adult that is really fatigued and doesn't sleep great is going to be tired and lethargic, and they're going to be talking to you about it, and that's what you're going to be looking for. With a kid, a lot of times, they don't really act super tired during the day. Some of the things you're going to be seeing or be concerned about is if they're hyperactive, actually. I've got a couple of small kids. My three-year-old, if she gets exhausted, she doesn't go and lay down. She gets super cranky and she's running around all the time. And that's when I know it's time for her to go to bed. So kids that are very hyperactive, snoring in kids is pretty uncommon. Snoring would be a big concern for a kid. If kids grind, that can also be a sign of sleep apnea, especially if they snore and they grind. Grinding can be a bunch of different things. Maybe a kid grinds and there's not apnea. It's certainly worth looking into, but if a kid had sleep apnea, two of the things that would be very common would be snoring plus grinding. And then again, we're looking for ADHD, poor attention in school, if they wake up a lot at night and you don't necessarily know why. A lot of things, other things can go into it, you know, frequent bedwetting, night terrors, nightmares, those are all very common. And with kids, it's, sleep apnea is a significant condition for anybody, because it impacts a lot of different things, increases your risk for a lot of other conditions that you don't want. But with kids, sleep is so important, because that is going to be one of the times where they're producing most of their growth hormone, and it's going to potentially make a big impact on how their brain develops and how their body develops if they don't get proper sleep. Mm-hmm. And with an adult, you know, if you've got sleep apnea, it gets identified and treated, great, you lower your risk for a stroke and cancer, Alzheimer's, heart attack, a bunch of things. But if you've got untreated apnea in a kid, if it's undiagnosed, untreated, I mean, you're impacting how they develop and how they, their brain is going to potentially function, how their body's going to develop. I mean, there's more long-term negative side effects. So with kids, if it's suspected, then we very strongly recommend they either go talk to a sleep doctor or their pediatrician, or usually both. Now, treatment for kids is a lot different. Typically, you're not going to put a kid on CPAP or an oral appliance. Typically, the end route is going to probably be seeing an ENT for tonsil and adenoidectomy. And then if that's not effective enough, then it would be a conversation for the sleep doctor and the pediatrician to kind of quarterback from there. But yeah, that's a good question. Sleep apnea is definitely possible in kids and very important to try and identify and treat.